And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. Goes way on from Huntsville all the way over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And oh, yes, stretching across the border then into Fort Benning. It's called Fort Benning again. Yes, it is. And oh, by the way, even big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, some of y'all texting in, I appreciate it, and I guess I get a couple of those real quick. Josh from Moulton, on a happy birthday, thank you, sir, and he also says thankful for Right Side Radio. Thank you, Josh, appreciate you, man, we're thankful for you. Jeff from Indiana sends me a meme, this has an old man yelling at a cloud, says happy birthday, thanks. I say Old Man Fight Club, that's what I like, Old Man Fight Club. I may put that up on the screen. I've got an artistic rendering for that.
Old Man Fight Club.
Old Man Fight Club.
Interesting.
Fear the old man who survives in a young man's world. That's what I say. John from Huntsville says, JP, you made some pretty bold picks.
Yeah,
I'm an upset heavy March Madness guy in the first round. But I know which teams not to upset.
But and, you ran two brackets, right?
Yeah, my second one is pretty safe. But my first one I do upset heavy. But the Sweet 16 on is where I come alive. So don't get too comfortable, John. I'm coming for you.
Did you look up that thing that I said I read yesterday about the color blue in like the last 20 Final Fours?
Yeah.
Every team had a color blue in their uniform.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
Hopefully Michigan State can change that this year because that's what I've got.
Jeff from Athens says, he says, happy birthday, Reverend Colonel Senator Phil Esquire. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you, man. Ken from Athens on a happy birthday, and JP's Red from Tony says JP needs a raise. I'm sorry. Shut that one down. Nope, I'm thankful for you, JP. All right, let me jump on in here. I got some stuff here. We're gonna have to look around our own backyard for a minute. And coming up at the top of the hour, at the beginning of hour number two, I've got a Democrat coming on, State Representative Anthony Daniels. And I will say, I call balls and strikes. If I see Republicans doing something great, I'll call it out, and I'm always glad when they do because that's typically my team, right? Not typically, that's my team. But if I see Democrats doing something right, they need to know they're doing something right, and I'll encourage them and tell them, hey, you're doing it right, do it again. And if I see Democrats doing something right that Republicans are doing wrong, I'll say Democrats are the ones who need to be supported. And this is a case we may have that. So State Representative Anthony Daniels will be on at the top of the hour to take on the issue of why the Republicans are failing to extend the overtime tax cut they just put in place last year, which, by the way, was his bill as a Democrat. When he came on my show last year, I had some of y'all calling in saying, are you sure he's a Democrat? It's true. He is. He's a good dude. He's a good dude. I served with him when I was in the legislature, and he's still there. We'll talk to him at the top of the hour. Let me do this, though. When you look around your own backyard, when you see things happening in and around and amongst you, you got to take note of those things because sometimes they're more important than what happens in D.C. or elsewhere. I like to call that cooking up a batch of home fries. Oh, yeah. Cooking them up. Just cooking up some home fries. So my Tennessee folks, take a look at what your people have been doing. Tennessee legislature is in gear right now, man. So a storyline off the Tennessean came out just yesterday. The Tennessean reports that the legislature has done certain things and is still waiting on others, some of which they're never going to pass. Some of which, though, it's amazing they already did. Like, they already passed massive school choice legislation in Tennessee. That's a big deal because we're expecting right now for Trump in about 20 minutes to sign an executive order from D.C. on school choice. And, oh, by the way, ending the Department of Education. So this is big doings that Tennessee has already put their state law in place, sent it to the governor, just like Alabama did last year. So, yeah, loving to see in the trends towards school choice. Tennessee legislature, good job on you. They also passed other bills you might want to know about. I had not thought of this before, but there's a thing now in Tennessee called the Voyeurism Victims Act. It's like peeping Toms with cameras, where a group of Nashville women joined forces after they were secretly filmed by an ex-boyfriend. And they found out he was placing cameras in places and filming them and then keeping them and then posting the images. Well, There's now a new crime for unlawful photography in Tennessee. They approved big funding for Hurricane Helene victims because there's a bunch of Tennesseans, 17 Tennesseans lost their lives in Hurricane Helene. But there's $100 million now in relief being slotted to try and restore and renovate some of those areas that have been destroyed. They also, loving this, thank you very much. Tennessee now has a new Office of State Immigration Enforcement. They have an immigration enforcement czar at the state level, somebody who will coordinate all of the state's efforts with the federal and do everything they can to have immigration enforcement fully in place at the state level. Coordination, joint task forces, even funding to get it done, that's nothing but good. Now, they're still doing, they got one thing here that's actually drawn some attention. And I think this was actually, may have been voted down by Republicans so far. No, not this one. They've got a bill right now they're still considering in Tennessee that would block undocumented children from enrolling or at the very least charge them tuition. So if you're not a resident, you're here illegally, you can't enroll your child at school. This is going to be dicey, man. Liberals are going to hate this. But the one that's also got voted down by Republicans is a bill that would have made taking the Tennessee driver's license only tested in English. They've already made it their official language for the state. But right now, you can still take the test in like five different languages. They were saying not no mo. Republicans themselves voted it down for reasons I don't know. Tennessee, mixed bag signals. Okay. And then lastly, the thing that you think you would look at, you go, gosh, why are we having to do a bill, but we have to do a bill? Requiring overnight school facilities to segregate based on biological sex. In other words, no dorms, no field trips, no nothing where students are allowed to have gender fluid identities and be housed with opposite biological sex. Isn't it amazing we have to have bills for that now? The kind of thing where you look at and realize a teacher could have gotten run out of town on a rail in years past is like, oh, well, you better pass a law then because I feel like I'm going to do this. I'm going to help them follow their truth. Oh, boy.
Well, at least Tennessee is passing the bills.
Yeah, yeah, that was still pending, but yeah. I think that one will pass, I would bet. But there's a couple things happening. And I got to, so I'm going to hold this one until Anthony Daniels comes on, but I got to say this. Looking at Alabama, hey, you home fry eaters, how about this one? The National Institutes of Health, according to 1819 News, Dateline yesterday, the National Institutes of Health, apparently late last year, gave UAB, the much vaunted UAB, the research giant, the medical school, the facilities there, it's an amazing place, but UAB got a $408,375 grant, you guessed it, to study the masculinizing, gender-affirming hormone therapy effects for transgender men. Nearly $500,000 to study what is called the masculinity.
Why do they always have to be word salads?
I don't know. I think they hide behind the word salad.
I think maybe they hope people read that and go.
The more syllables, the more dollar signs you get.
They're like, I don't even want to mess with that. I don't even know what that means.
The study is titled The Effects of Masculinizing Gender-Affirming Hormone Therapy for Transgender Men on Susceptibility to HIV-1 Infection Modeled Ex Vivo in Cervical Mucosal Tissue. That's the name of the study. My God, the Scrabble words in that one.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's exactly right. Charlie Brown's teacher is talking to me right now. And here's the write-up. Quote, there are approximately 1.3 million transgender adults in the U.S., and anyway, yada, yada, yada. And they talk about how it's very necessary. Listen, what they're basically saying is they want to know whether transgender lifestyles are leading to HIV infections. Well, what do you think? I tell you what, I'll take half of that grant to tell you the answer. Just give me $204,161 and I'll just go ahead and tell you the answer.
Yes. All right. Now, where's my check?
Actually, that's about as simple as it gets. The answer rhymes with yes. All right. A couple things here in the stack. There's a bill right now. Oh, wait. I got to go back to UAB again. Yellowhammer News. Dateline 2 days ago. What is it with UAB? UAB is now under federal investigation for race-based scholarship practices. Huh. So we got DEI, we got grants for transgenderism. University of Alabama, Birmingham, according to Yellowhammer, is among several institutions now under investigation for allegedly awarding race-based scholarships in violation of federal anti-discrimination laws. So, yeah. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon issued a written statement saying the department is working to reorient civil rights enforcement to ensure that all students are protected from illegal discrimination. Students must be assessed according to merit and accomplishment, not prejudged by the color of their skin. Again, here we are in Alabama, the place where liberals still want to say we're racist, and yet we have overcome so much, and we were the cradle of the modern civil rights movement. This is where Martin Luther King was. This is where the Edmund Pettus Bridge is. This is where Rosa Parks chose not to give up her seat. This is the state where all those things happened, and so much came out of Alabama. No state has come further. And yet we got jackassery like this, like UAB going, hey, why don't we just use skin color as a determination for who gets a scholarship? The only way they got away with it was because they were doing it just the opposite. Instead of whites-only scholarships, they were giving it to minorities. Like that somehow made it better. It's the same thing, just in a different direction.
And you asked what's up with UAB. Unfortunately, they're now in one of the most liberal cities in the South, I would say, of Birmingham, and led by Woodfin. And I don't know if that translates to anything at all, but, you know, it is in an area where all that is pretty normal.
So I will say this. You're right. Their hub is in that, but they really transcend the borders of their city. They're nationally known. They're a research institute. They're a major a medical center. They're a medical school. People come from all over the world to go to school there. And so they're bigger than their location. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not like a local community college.
Yeah.
They are truly even beyond that. I mean, to your point, they're definitely the most liberal part of our entire state. But wow, the stuff that they're doing, I mean, I guess they'll take money for anything. So we're going to take a break right now. When we get back, I got to tell you, there's some tax cuts coming out of Montgomery. Good ones. I like tax cuts. The crazy thing is, and the little piece they don't want you to know, is these tax cuts are being done as they do away with another tax cut that would have actually saved more. Interesting. How do they do that? I'll tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. So we're in this section I like to refer to as home fries. Oh, yeah. Cooking them up. Just cooking them. Home fries. All right. Things that are happening around here. Just so you know. Breaking news out of the Mississippi legislature. Phil, are we talking about Mississippi? Yes. Yes, we are. Why? Because the Mississippi legislature may have just voted to do away with their state income tax. Like, I'm looking at it. Now, the post that I've got says, breaking, the Mississippi legislature has overwhelmingly voted to eliminate the state income tax, historic win for Mississippi workers and the future of our economy. And I'm looking at the board, I can see it, but by the number of votes on it, I can tell it's a House vote. There's always more members of a House than there are a Senate. What I don't know is, did it already go through the Senate? I doubt it, because most of the time in most states, matters related to tax and appropriation have to begin in the House. The origination has to be the House. But I'm looking at the post right here, and I tell you what, JP, go ahead and just Google that. Did Mississippi just vote down its income tax? And it may be still going to the Senate. Either way, that's big doings.
House votes to send it to the Senate.
So it's going to the Senate. It's House only. Even still, that's big doings.
I'm sorry. If Mississippi gets rid of their state income tax before Alabama does, that's embarrassing. No offense to Mississippi, okay, but I feel like Alabama's economy is in a much, much more in a much better place. And if Mississippi can find money to do that, then Alabama surely can, right? With the economy that we got in Huntsville and Birmingham and Mobile, like, come on.
It's what they're going to face in Alabama is the archaic split budgeting process we have here. Defeats the effort to do that kind of thing every time. We are one of the only states in the nation that has two budgets. Everything in the world, education is in one budget. Everything else in the world that it takes to run our state, like mental health, prisons, Medicaid, court systems, all that is in a separate budget called the general fund. Almost all of the payroll and income taxes go to the education budget. So the teachers union scraps like cats and dogs. Anytime you want to touch something that says, well, that money goes to education, oh my God, the sky is falling. And it just becomes this hysteria. So I can tell you right now, the difficulty would be that we have a hard time in Alabama being able to fully appropriate because so much of our money is trapped in one budget and the other budget can't use it. So if you have a surplus over here, it doesn't mean you have a surplus over here. It's a mess. But anyway, Mississippi, look what you're doing. How about in Tennessee? Tennessee Lookout right now reports as of today's date that grocery tax cuts are on the table right now for Tennessee legislature. So they're looking at right now cutting the full 4% of the state's sales tax on groceries. Alabama is fighting to get there. Alabama did pass a grocery tax cut, but they couldn't go all the way because that was scary. You know, we got to wait and see how this goes.
So slow your roll, guys.
That's right. Hey. You know why? It goes to education. But so they cut it a little bit. And they put a threshold. Well, if you can get to a certain point, like in the budget, we're making a lot of money, then we might cut a little bit more. You know what that means? A grocery tax on staples like milk, bread, eggs, all of it, a grocery tax is one of the most regressive taxes in the nation, and we are one of the only states left that has a grocery tax, believe it or not, because most states recognize that the poorest among us still have to buy their main staples for food. Most people don't grow it in their backyard. Most people don't slaughter the fatted calf themselves. They have to go buy it. And when you tax the groceries, you catch everybody. I mean, la-di-da-di, everybody has to pay grocery taxes. So if you want to cut something meaningful, fellas, how about that? And then there's what we're going to talk about with our Democrat friend Anthony Daniels here momentarily. State Representative Anthony Daniels came with a bill just a couple of years ago in 2023 that exempted overtime pay. He was on my show talking about it. People out there were saying, are you sure he's a Democrat? Because he was literally saying, we want to cut taxes on people who are working hard to put more money in their pocket and encourage people to go to work. And so they did. So since that time, they've had this bill that, here's the problem. The legislature's like, oh, shoot, I think we gave away too much money. What do you mean? Well, we projected it was only going to be about $34 million in losses to the education budget, but it appears it's going to be more like $300 million. So it came out like nine times bigger. What does that mean? That means a lot of people went to work making overtime dollars. That means a lot of factories, a lot of you know, hourly work was going at a much higher rate because people are getting in there and working. Why? Because they're putting more in their pocket. That's a level of productivity we weren't seeing before. So this sounds like a good idea, except that the Alabama legislature appears ready to let it lapse because it has to be renewed or it stops in June of this year. It's scary. It's very scary. I got news, fellas. It ain't that scary. You know you've got surpluses in both budgets, and you know our economy is on the uptick. Man up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two, and coming into hour number two, I'm still doing dipper number one, calling it home fries. So we like to cook up a batch of home fries periodically, tell you what's happening here in your own backyard. I gave you several things right before the break. I told you about the fact that the Tennessee legislature is looking at right now at doing away with their grocery tax completely, just being done with it. That the Mississippi State House just today voted to overwhelmingly eliminate their state income tax completely. The Alabama legislature just passed a four-bill tax cut package, just in the House at least, that reduces a little bit more of the state sales tax on groceries. It could create some savings in other ways for people. But the interesting dynamic is it may actually raise taxes on paychecks. How would that be? Well, I'm bringing on somebody who's been on the show before, who I served with when I was in the legislature, State Representative Anthony Daniels. is the representative from the House District 53. He hails from the Huntsville region. He's a former congressional candidate also. He's also a Democrat, and he's the House Minority Leader in the State House of Representatives. He's on the phone right now. State Representative Anthony Daniels, how you doing?
Doing good, Senator. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making time for us, man.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, you've got this bill. You came on my show back when y'all passed it in 2023. Actually, you were still working to pass it, and we talked it through, and it got overwhelming support from my listeners, and y'all passed it in the legislature to do away with the tax on state income tax on or payroll taxes on overtime pay. Let's back up, and if you don't mind, remind the audience why this was important and why you carried that bill and where it sits now.
Well, it's an important bill because it puts more money back in the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. What we've found is that we have a workforce participation problem in this country, and we're just taxing our citizens to death, basically.
Yeah.
But how is it that we get 5% of the first 40 hours of taxes from a person's paycheck, and then you want 5% of time and a half? And so you're taxing people that are willing to work a little extra to provide for their families at even a higher rate on overtime. And so I just felt that in order to increase workforce participation, while at the same time giving hardworking Alabamians more of their money back, was just the right thing to do, and still think it's the right thing to do.
Well, and y'all did it. I mean, you put it in place, but one of the things that really got me was House Republicans, actually House and Senate Republicans, couldn't abide by the idea of just making it permanent. They had to try it out for, like, dip their toe in the water and try it out for a couple of years, and now they're looking at doing away with it. Am I right?
Yeah, there are some that if they could have their way, they want to do away with it, but there's a lot of support, Democrat and Republican support, that wants to extend it permanently because we've seen a 13.65% increase in corporate tax receipts in just 1 year, which is equivalent to $191 million new dollars.
Yeah.
And then you're seeing 1.9% increase in individual income taxes, which is $138 million. And we're not even talking about what you're getting back in sales taxes and other ways, and so you're actually getting back double what it's you say it's costing the state of Alabama.
Well, I think one of the things, I mean, let me back up and use my words. The reality is what you just described is this tax cut that y'all put in place, the bill that you carried, may not only be just blessing people with putting more in their pocket, it may be driving productivity and giving companies the ability to basically become more productive overall. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Significant increase in profit margins.
Well, all right. And so go ahead. I'm sorry.
And growth, because I had one company reach out to me and said that they've been able to, because of this piece of legislation, they've been able to add new clients where producing, where they're able to export some of their goods and services because they have enough from a workforce standpoint for the productivity. They're producing enough to add on another client, which is going to increase their profits even going to the next year.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think has happened here is members of the legislature got scared because they realized they're giving back more than they thought they'd have to give back. Am I right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I saw some estimates saying y'all thought you might wind up seeing a loss to the potential revenue stream to the state of $34 million, and it's come out at like nine times. Like you're seeing one price tag, according to AL Daily News, is like $300 million a year. But yet you're saying you're seeing that, you're overcoming that with receipts in general. Am I right?
Yeah, receipts. You're seeing in receipts, and you're also seeing from a workforce participation standpoint, you're seeing more people disproportionately go into the sectors that offer overtime to seek jobs.
Well, I know one of the usual opponents of this kind of thing is going to be the teachers' union. I mean, the AEA usually opposes things that impact the education trust fund. So is the AEA vocal on this, or are they silent? Where are they on the idea of extending this thing? Do you know?
Well, they've been pretty silent because they have members that are hourly workers.
Ah.
And so some of the cafeteria workers and other support staff, they're actually benefiting from this.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that sort of removes some of the fight right there. So I guess what I'm looking at then is Republicans are basically giving up on something they say they stand for. This is not like they're even having a big fight. It sounds like this could be a win-win. They're just worried about how much they're giving away is what it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think that the problem is that those individuals, they when you hear a number, you're not they, that's why they're not dynamic scoring it. I think it also impacts feeling. You and I both know this. It exposes some of the, because I wanted to add a dynamic score it, and I want to dynamic score any piece of legislation that exceeds $50 million anyway, so that we know that we're being good stewards of taxpayers' dollars and we're not waiting to full implementation to decide whether or not something is working or not. We're doing it along the way. And so I think that there's this fear that it may expose some of the pet projects that other folks have in the budget that may not be performed.
No, don't shine a light on this thing. Please don't make eye contact with me. Well, listen, so where's the bill right now? I know you've drafted a bill, proposed legislation to extend the deadlines or make it permanent for that matter. Otherwise it runs out in June. Am I right with that?
Yeah, there's a bill dropped this morning.
Okay, so you have dropped
one.
It's
already been introduced.
Great.
Yep.
What's leadership telling you about it?
Well, they're hoping that the tax cuts that were proposed by the House will get enough steam. And so let me say this to you, Phil. What I've polled, eliminating the grocery tax, right?
Right.
But I've also polled eliminating it, saving you 1 cent on a dollar or 2 cents on a dollar. Totally different outcome.
So what do you find?
2 cents on a dollar. 2 cents on a dollar has less than 40% support.
All right.
But when you say totally eliminate the grocery tax, it has 90% support.
There you go. Yeah. And listen, I remember when that thing polled statewide back in the day, it polled so high that I think I made the comment, you couldn't poll Do You Love Your Mama and get numbers as high as we got on this. This is overwhelming support, bipartisan.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. So you got the bill, though, back on the overtime tax thing. You've got the bill right now to extend it. Leadership is hoping that everybody will look the other direction with the bait and switch on the big tax cut package they just did. But you've dropped it in. It's got committee possibility. What committee is it going into? Do you recall?
It'll have to go to the ETF.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. And then from there, you guys are, where are you right now? Are you roughly halfway through the legislative session?
Yeah, we're right over the halfway mark.
Okay, so we got time to move, but we don't have time to waste is what it sounds like.
Absolutely. I think what has to happen is that voters and your listeners have to start making calls to their legislators. I'm beginning to get coverage. There have been a couple of legislators walk up to me today and say, what can I do to help? Because I'm getting all these calls about this bill,
yeah.
I mean, about extending overtime. And what can I do to help, really without pissing the leadership off?
Well, but you know what? Sometimes that's what you got to do. Leadership can have a say, but in the end, they got to have the votes. Brother, I enjoyed working with you when I was down there. I appreciate what you're doing on this bill. I encourage you in it. And if we can do something to help you on this show, you tell me. Or if you want to come back on again and give us updates, we'll do that too. All right.
I'd love to do it, man.
All right. Take care. State Representative Anthony Daniels, House District 53 out of Huntsville, working to cut taxes. We appreciate it very much. We will take a break right now, but let me just tell you, that right there was a minority leader Democrat from the House of Representatives. Is he a Democrat on my show? Yes, he is. And I also call balls and strikes. If Democrats are doing something right, I will say so. And he's right on this issue. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades. So I hope you got that conversation down a minute ago. So it is indeed a Democrat who brought the bill in 2023 to basically exempt overtime pay from state taxation. Kind of cool. Never really thought about it that way. In fact, I don't think it ever occurred to me that you could divide out a person's paycheck and tax piece, but not this. And what it did was it drove people to the point of being, not drove people, it helped people to become more productive. They had an opportunity to make more money by working more hours, but businesses are now finding they can keep people on the clock and get more productivity overall. And of course, you heard him say at one point, he's even had a company tell him, I was able to get more clients because I had more availability and bandwidth to be able to provide for the clients that, you know, for the widgets that we make. So all that to say, it's very cool. The state legislature is about to let it drop. They're going to let it go because it's just scary because they're giving away too much money. Well, you're making more money off of it. If you're making more money off of it, if it's benefiting people, their argument, by the way, and I didn't mention this when I was talking to State Representative Daniels, but their argument on the Republican leadership side is, well, we're going to do other things that will benefit more people on a broader scale. Do both. There's a novel idea. Do both. You want to cut the grocery tax? Well, we want you to cut the grocery tax, please. You want to have more productivity in the state and get the labor participation rate up. Well, keep the exemption on state income tax on overtime pay. Give them a little bit more back. You'd just be amazed how much people would appreciate it.
I thought Republicans were the party that were pro-tax cuts.
Whoa, careful, just, careful, careful. Don't be going down that road. You're right.
It's just amazing.
You're right.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of any reason why they would be against it other than, like you said, I mean, just complacency and I don't know. Hopefully they can, you know, they can feel the pressure from people on this, but it's looking like it's not going to happen.
Well, you watch, they're gonna tell you how much they saved you in taxes while at the same time turning off a good one. And that, you know, that's just so
it's like a tax swap instead of a tax
exactly
cut.
Exactly it is, and it's going to wind up having, it's going to be less impactful in some ways. Tom with all the kids checking in says, Tom with all the kids from Huntsville says, I spend more on groceries now than my entire monthly take-home paycheck as a second lieutenant back in 1997. Wow. Whew. Yeah, but Tom, you do feed, he feeds an army.
He's feeding like what, 14, 15 kids?
just like Tom with all the kids. That's why we call him that. Kenan from Huntsville, Alabama says, I just got a proxy vote solicitation from Boeing for shareholders meeting, which includes a proposal to report on DEI and related risks. Okay, that's totally off topic, but thank you very much. The board's against it, but I'm voting for it. Okay. Thanks very much, Kenan. Appreciate that. We'll watch for that. Shiri from Madison says, happy birthday. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And then Mike from Florence says, I hit the big 6-0 2 years ago. He said, when any of the young bucks give me any trouble, I remind them that I've been through a lot that should have killed me a long time ago. Don't have much life left to lose, so give it your best shot. And then being the gentleman I am, I also remind them that I'm disabled, so they proceed to hurt me. My attorney will be in touch. He says, by the way, it never comes close to that. When those words of wisdom, I doubt it ever will. Good stuff, man. Appreciate you. And then Brian S. from Huntsville sends me a picture of Trump saying happy birthday. Whoop, whoop. That's nice. Appreciate all of you folks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Auburn's playing ASU right now. And I will confess, we do have it up on the screen. So we're watching as Auburn was a little concerning. They were playing what I would call lackadaisically for most of the first half. At the very last second, with only a one-point spread between them, Auburn pulled ahead by 10 points going into the half, like within a minute. They went like 10 points on a 10-point unanswered run. But they're now, right now, leading ASU 54-36 at 14:29 in the second. So we've got some game left to play, but yeah. Real quick, how much time do I have? Do I have time for a call?
Yeah, about 2.5 minutes.
Let me do it. I got Matt and Madison on the phone. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I just want to quote a famous commercial.
Okay.
It's my money and I want it now.
Yeah. I'm going to be singing that stupid song now the rest of the show. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, are you hourly yourself? Do you benefit from this overtime tax?
I I do. And it was remarkable the difference after they got done, taking all my money. And when I realized how much, it's sickening. It makes you just want to scream.
Yeah.
And the creative ways they got to take the cents out of each dollar and break it down to nothing, it's just, you got to admire the creativity.
Yeah, I know it. Well, listen, man, call your state legislator. If you don't know who they are, you can go to the Secretary of State's website and plug in your zip code. It'll tell you who they are. But call your state reps and state senators and tell them you want that overtime tax to be extended.
I'll do it. Yeah. I have every intention of doing it.
All right, man. Let me know how that goes, okay?
All right, take care.
All right, listen, we got about 30 seconds. I will just tell you right now, we're going to keep our eyes on this Auburn-ASU game. There's no reason in the world why Auburn should not prevail big. I'm talking bigly, like huge.
Well, ASU made it close, and then Auburn decided to start playing.
I was saying that when you were on the phone a minute ago. But the thing that worries me is Auburn was 1-0 against Yale last year. We were talking about that offline. And, by the way, ASU's got everything to prove.
Yeah, and so, nothing to lose.
And nothing to lose. So, Auburn, just remember who you are. Thank you very much. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next, Butters and Lee.